A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL is honoring the class of 2020 and the graduating class of Kearns High School.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks to Chick-fil-A of Utah, who's probably supporting the graduating class of 2020, Connor Boyack, my co-host. We're getting ready to honor the valedictorian. Koi Nguyen, were you valedictorian of your graduating class, Mom?
Most certainly not, Debbie. Most certainly not.
There was a time there I didn't even think I'd make it through high school, but I it was a long time ago. I'm excited to listen to what Koi Nguyen has to say as a valedictorian.
I know these times can be hard, but I hope you and the people around you are thriving. For those who have supported the class of 2020, I wish to give you my appreciation. But it's not only my appreciation, but the class of 2020's appreciation. We thank the families, the teachers, the coaches, the administration, the counselors, the janitors, and all other professionals and relatives who have helped support and pave the way for our class of 2020. Then I want to thank my own smaller personal network, my family, my friends, my clubs, and my programs for being there for me and allowing me to be there for them. And when I look back at what I'm grateful for, I realize how important forging and maintaining relationship truly is. Especially this year. The last few months have been a bit of a challenge for me, and I'm sure it was for all of you. But I hope these very relationships help you pull through, as they did for me. We have a plethora of relationships, ranging from strangers to mentors. They're constantly growing, changing, and yes, at times lost. While I reflect on my relationships, I implore you to reflect on yours. And to those whom you respect, whom you trust, whom you love, thank them. While thanking them may not need to be verbal, at least treat them well. While we might put some titles on relationships, such as acquaintance or stranger, they're simply titles of relationships that have yet to bloat. Nurture them with respect, and in them you may find a relationship that grows to last a lifetime. To the school, to its staff, and to all of you, the students, this has been a relationship I could ask nothing more from. And I'm sure this is not only my sentiment, but the sentiment of the class of 2020. We, the class of 2020, will continue to grow and form meaningful relationships, because that's simply how life is. With that in mind, we should be happy to take a pause to help those around us, because forming relationships is not a pause in our path, but a step forward instead. As a team, as a community, as a group, even if there are struggles, you give life a greater meaning. Hold yourself with pride and hold others close with love. And remember, once a cougar, always a cougar.
Deb, it's great to see Koi recognize that he's been supported by a lot of people. I know that's a good life lesson for all of us, how many people we rely on, especially during times like this.
Yeah, I mean, listening to these speeches of these valedictorians, Connor, it's just my heart swells, because these kids are our future. And when I hear a speech like Koi's, it just really gives me a lot of hope. They'll be dealing with the issues like, you know, hopefully not a pandemic, but issues like we've been dealing with for the past couple of months, and going on to do amazing things. Hey, Connor, speaking of amazing, I've appreciated you keeping me balanced on the show and giving me your takes and your feedback on my takes. Have you had fun the last couple of days?
I have, and expect a Team Connor shirt in the mail here pretty soon.
Let me tell you, the Team Deb shirt is going to look better than the Team Connor shirt. So expect the Team Connor shirt on the back to have hashtag Team Deb winning.
We'll see.
I hope you have a great weekend, and honestly, thank you so much. It's been
thanks for having me.
Good to have these deep discussions.
Breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio.